On a stage at Luther College, two young women in their early 20s play an original song as the duo The OK Factor. The last time they performed here, they were seniors in the College Symphony Orchestra. They've returned to play and teach during the 43rd Annual Dorian Orchestra Festival, a two-day series of workshops for advanced high school students hosted at Luther. Classical music is at the core of the college's music program, but cellist Olivia Hahn says this is not what they came back to talk about.
Classical music is just the way that string players are taught to play, and it's a good foundation, and it's something that we needed in order to do what we do now. But I think it's important, and I think the reason we want to share what we're doing is to just show that there are other avenues that you can take.
When Olivia was a junior, she decided to take a new direction when she wrote a fiddle tune and asked violinist Carla Dittmeyer to play it. They became fast friends and formed the modern folk band, The OK Factor. They now live in separate cities, Olivia in Memphis, Carla in Atlanta, but the duet has never been more active. They just released their first album, Water Street, and it opens with an adaptation of the folk tune, Wayfaring Stranger. Carla says this version was created as an assignment for a 20th century music history class to demonstrate how composer Béla Bartók implemented folk music in his symphonic works.
So we did an example of each different way, and those ways were just the tune by itself, unaltered. The second way was adding accompaniment to it, and the third way was adding fragments of that.
For most of their songs, Carla and Olivia alter a music fragment to sound like country, folk, or rock. While they praise their formal training, both say music teachers should also include non-classical techniques in the classroom. To fill this void, they conduct workshops like this one during the Dorian Orchestra Festival.
So, tapping is what we're actually going to start with. These handles.
Being able to go and talk to students and say, there is more out there than what you're doing in this room right now. And the more you practice and the more you become comfortable with yourself and comfortable with your instrument, the more you can do.
One quick thing about these accented rhythms is there's a technique called ghosting the notes.
After demonstrating various techniques, the two dozen high school students sight-read music by the OK Factor with instructions to change rhythm accents to their personal liking. It's like jazz improvisation, but with more structure. Olivia says they never know how students will react to these workshops, but
if one student goes home and says, this is possible, or they're inspired or influenced to try something new with their instrument, with music in general, then we've done something right, I think.
Olivia and Carla plan to keep busy as the OK Factor, with more workshops in high schools and colleges, summer festival performances, and if all goes well, they will move back to the Midwest by the end of the year. In Decorah, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.